SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says both Ukraine and Russia will have to give up land to end their war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ahead of Friday's meeting with Russian President Putin in Alaska, the president said
there'll be some land swapping going on.
And he took issue with Ukrainian President Zelensky's objections to giving up land for peace.
To the good, for the good of Ukraine. Good stuff, not bad stuff. Also, some bad stuff.
The president said he could know within 2 minutes of meeting with Putin whether progress was possible. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Another request for grand jury transcripts related to the Jeffrey Epstein case and Ghislaine Maxwell has been rejected.
The judge calls the Trump administration's claim that the transcripts would bring to light new information demonstrably false. And he writes, casually or promiscuously releasing grand jury materials would jeopardize the tradition of grand jury secrecy that protects the confidence of those called to testify. Maxwell is serving a 20-year prison term after her conviction on sex trafficking charges for helping procure girls for Epstein to sexually abuse. I'm Ben Thomas.
At a news conference, President Trump says he's putting the local police under federal control and will deploy the National Guard to help curb crime and homelessness in Washington, D.C.
Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people, and we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it.
The president, flanked by his attorney general, his defense secretary, and the FBI director, said Monday he was declaring a public safety emergency. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points. This is SRN News. There's an effort to open a Jewish high school in Chicago.
The city has had a vibrant Jewish community for decades, but lately anti-Semitism has reared its ugly head, sending a chill breeze through the Midway. In fact, Chicago does not have a Jewish high school within city limits, but a group of parents plan to have one by 2027. There's a building under contract, and the local Jewish Federation is on board. Meanwhile, city officials are investigating the public schools for facilitating pro-Palestinian protests in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Odessa has been badly damaged by a Russian drone strike. The synagogue was built in 1898 but had not been actively used by the local Jewish community since the Soviets shut it down in the 1920s. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the ensuing war has resulted in the devastation of a number of synagogues and churches. This is SRN News. A longtime racer has succumbed to his injuries after a weekend crash. Correspondent Gethin Kulba reports.
A veteran stock car driver has died after a medical emergency during a short track race in North Carolina. Robbie Brewer's car hit a wall Saturday night at the Bowman Gray Stadium track in Winston-Salem, coming to a stop near the start-finish line. Track workers removed the 53-year-old from the car, and an ambulance took him to a hospital, after which he died. Details of the medical emergency weren't released. Brewer was competing in a 20-lap sportsman division race. Fellow driver Brad Lewis described Brewer as a mentor and friend. I'm Gethin Kulba.
The man who attacked the CDC headquarters in Atlanta on Friday fired more than 180 shots into the campus and broke about 150 windows. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.